It's been a week of startling revelations in the Senzo Mewa murder trial. A significant moment took place during the cross-examination of state witness and one of the investigators, Sergeant Batho Mokgola, by defense advocate Thulani Mgomezulu. During proceedings, Mgomezulu put it to Mokgola that he had details from the affidavit of Senzo's brother Sfiso, which were noted in 2019. In that affidavit, Sfiso claims that he was told by Orlando Pirates boss Ivan Khoza that Senzo was killed by Longwe, who is acclaimed producer Sello Chico Twala's son. In a revealing interview with Kaya News, Chico Twala says Mgomezulu has shown himself to be an incompetent lawyer.
Look, the problem is not that incompetent lawyer, Mgomezulu. I'm sorry to say that, because for me, he's a very incompetent person, because he took a story from Senzo's brother and then just go to court and tell the court what he was told by Sfiso Mewa. Sfiso Mewa is one person who does not want justice for his brother. I mean, there are more than, I don't know how many police came to testify there, you know, about his brother. Instead of looking at the facts, looking at the weapon that killed his brother, one of the accused, I mean, was arrested with the same weapon that killed his brother. He does not even care about that. I mean, it's very clear that Sfiso is actually targeting certain people. He does not want justice for his brother. Mgomezulu, we can blame him, but I don't blame him that much. The person that I blame Sfiso Mewa. He's the one who's actually giving this wrong information to the media. Mgomezulu went there with the information that he got from Sfiso.
Twala says he and Dr. Khoza have nothing to do with this.
Obviously, I mean, they're dragging Ivan's name and myself into something that, I mean, that has nothing to do with us. The people responsible for that might be my son, Kelly Kumale, all the people who are in the house. They are the ones who can actually tell the court exactly as to what exactly happened. Hence, I'm saying that dragging Ivan and myself, people like Mgomezulu, I think they're just trying to make names for themselves. I mean, there is absolutely nothing. I mean, it's laughable, whatever that is saying. You will recall that advocate, therefore, once said, it's Kelly who shot Senzo, and he used a gun, and the gun, Longo came with a gun and gave it to Kelly to shoot. Now, another lawyer for the same people says it's Longo. It's very confusing. You can tell that not. These are lawyers who just want fame. There's nothing about it. They just want fame. There's nothing into this.
When asked if he thinks his son is innocent, Twala had this to say.
To be honest with you, I can't say they're innocent. I think the courts must prove that they're guilty or innocent, because I was not there. You know, they know better as to what happened. What if the state can find that it's them? I can't say they're innocent, because I was not there. None of us must say they're innocent or what, because we're not there. It's the police who must actually find who the culprits were, not us. And I mean the court as well.
Twala says he keeps in constant communication with Senzo's mother, Ntombi Futhi Mewa.
I had an opportunity of talking to Senzo's mom and Dr. Khoza today regarding the matter. Because myself and Senzo's mom, we chat a lot. The reason why I called, I was pleading with her to actually talk to Smith, so to leave the law enforcement, the police, the courts to do their work. You know, instead of actually going out there making noise in the media without giving the police the space to do their work. So when I spoke to her, she really, you can tell that they're really frustrated with the delays and all that. It's actually the very same, people like Sfiso are actually responsible for these delays, because they're interfering with the work of the police. They're interfering with the work of the judges and all that.
The man who was once the producer for the late celebrated and awarded singer Brenda Fassie says they all want justice for Senzo.
Well, look, she didn't say much. I was just talking to her today, and her sister. We were just talking, and I pleaded with them that they must please talk to Senzo to leave the law to take its course. We all want justice for Senzo. If it's my son, let him be found guilty. Let him go rot in jail. If it's Ken, whoever that is responsible for Senzo's death, let the police and the judges prove beyond reasonable that it's them. And let them go to jail instead of us making noise and then having lawyers like Ngome Zulu who just taking some story from somebody who support. I mean, in fact, what saddened me is that Sibiso, he says Dr. Khoza told him that Longwe shot Senzo. And he's making this statement 2019. Why was he not making that statement when they were going there to look at the coffin? He should have told the South Africans that time. He tells everybody 2019. That's hence I'm saying that this guy does not want justice for his brother.
The Senzo Meyiwa murder trial, presided over by Judge Rata Mokgwatleng, continues on at the Pretoria High Court. Katleho Sehoto, Kaya News.